Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here in Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, coming up shortly, I'll be speaking with Chagas Dairy Advisor Shane McHugh about the Chagas Dairy Farm Open Day, which is happening next Tuesday in Manor Cunningham. But first, this weekend sees the Finn Valley Agricultural Show. To find out more about what's in store, I've been speaking with the Secretary, Enda Hamill. We're on the verge of another Finn Valley Agricultural Show. This is the 25th anniversary, I believe.
Yeah, that's right, Chris, yeah.
And maybe just before we look forward to what's going to happen, cast our minds back over the years. I'm sure it's had ups and downs like many other shows, but it's stood the test of time.
It has, and to be honest, you know, a lot of thanks there really has to go to the previous committee members over the years too and keeping it going. Like, we've only been really looking after it maybe over the last 5 or 6 years, but there's a lot of committees gone before us that put in a lot of the hard work to keep it going over the 25 years. And another big thanks really needs to go to the Russell brothers for giving us the farm every year as well, the land down at the crossroads down Killygordon. So that's a big help to anything, really.
And has it always been at the same location, or has it moved around?
It's always been in the Russell Brothers farm, but last year we've actually just changed fields, and thankfully we've got an actually bigger, flatter field, which we're able to get everything, including the public car parking, into the one field, and we're running in the same field again this year now. Like, so it's given us a chance to make the show slightly bigger as well and get more into it. So it's trying to make it a better family fun day, really. That's what we're aiming at.
Now, there was a time that there were an awful lot more shows about, and I suppose here in the northwest and in North Donegal, the Bonagie Show was one of the biggest ones for many years. It's fallen by the wayside, and in some respects, I suppose you've been able to pick up a little bit of the slack there because you are the main one in East Donegal.
Well, I suppose, like, yeah, Bonagie, all right, was one of the big shows, all right, and it was definitely sad to see that go. It was always the start of the showing season for, I think, everybody. It was the beginning of June, so you'd always look forward to that, and then after it, the shows would follow on. But Finn Valley, it's always held its own ground, really, like, and we're in the heart of the, you know, the big farming community down there. So, and we've always done really well with horses and ponies and stuff. But I suppose our biggest growth over the last few years since we got involved is in the sheep side of things. And the Finn Valley Show, I suppose, years ago maybe didn't have a committee orientated towards the developing the sheep section, but thankfully we've one or two good committee members there now, and we've able to bring it from maybe about 20 sheep, what it used to be, you know, maybe 10 years ago. It's, I think we've in the region of 400 to 500 entries this year, like, so big difference now.
And in terms of the people who are taking part, just how far away do they come from?
Well, we get people from all over Donegal, for starters. A lot of horse and pony people from all over Northern Ireland. The cattle boys could travel as far away as maybe Galway, Athlone, like, coming up to the show. Like, so it really covers a fast west, northwest area, really.
And there's several show associations throughout the country, and I know you. There's a national body. Are you involved a lot with many of your compatriots?
Well, we'd all kind of train, you know, help out and advise each other, and I suppose we're always looking at coming up with new different ideas if we can. But, like, we would be affiliated to the Irish Shows Association, and that's, like, the main governing body for a lot of the shows in Ireland. And it's purely to help out with insurance and, you know, stuff like that there. They would get an All-Ireland kind of cover, so then you would then pay your insurance levy to them. And it does help, like, yeah, I suppose it's insurance for anything is probably the biggest killer in most things. So we're lucky it's not too bad with them. And then through the ISA, we also get a grant at the end of the year from the Department of Agriculture. So that kind of goes some way towards paying for it as well.
So tell us a little bit about the different classes and the different competitions that are lined up for this year.
Well, if we start off, like, we've got like in-hand horse classes, we've got ridden classes, and we're also doing a big working hunter horse and pony section this year. So that's like rustic type jumps, and they're just scored on their abilities on that. We've also got a show pony section, and then we've got our family pony section, and there's, this year, I have to say, really good entries involved in it this year, so we're delighted with that. The cattle then, we've always been very strong commercially in the commercial cattle. It just seems to be a Donegal thing, really, that the Donegal farmers seem to be very keen all over Ireland, and they'd always use Finn Valley as a template to just kick off their showing season. And then pedigrees then, we've started a new pedigree cattle section this year too, but I suppose the biggest change is really our, we've added on the sheep, we've added in a few more sections, different breeds, the likes of, like, we'd normally have Suffolks and Blackface, Charlie sheep, but we've added in the likes of Lanark Blackface, Clans and Swarble breeds, so it just makes it a bigger variety for everybody. And then, I suppose, just for the people that don't really show much, we have like a large poultry section. I think we've 170 exhibits this year for that, like, so that's growing as well. And then we've started up a few other ideas this year just to try and track the other people that say might be coming to show an animal, but loads of people out there have lovely tractors, for example. So we started up a show and shine competition, so we want everybody to get their tractors cleaned up, brought to the show, and they'll be judged as well in the competition. And we're hoping to attract some vintage vehicles to the show, and we're going to do a threshing display. Well, that's the plan so far.
So plenty to look forward to. And what about home produce?
We do home produce, yeah. We have a home industries tent as well, like. So, yeah, it's a hard one. Like, it's got a variety of everything. You've got bacon, vegetable products, good children's sections as well, like, for even their cooking abilities or riding abilities or, you know, even paintings and stuff. So, yeah, we have a good selection in that as well.
Now, events like this take an awful lot of organising, and no doubt this year's event, more or less, the planning began immediately after last year's finish.
Well, you would think that, all right, Chris, but to be honest, it probably only started maybe about 4 months ago. I think everybody that's involved with the show are all volunteers. They've all got work commitments, and it's very difficult, you know, just give up time straight away. Like, so a lot of commitment's going in over the last 4 months, and a lot of work's been put into it. And hopefully with the weather, we should be okay for Saturday.
Finally, Enda Hamill, the directions and the actual location for people who are going along, what's the easiest way to get there? Will it be signposted in the Killigordon area?
Yeah, like, the easiest way probably, like, is it's on the old back road between the Cross and Ball Buffet. So it will be signposted. If anybody goes to Killigordon, it will be signposted from Killigordon at the traffic lights or before it. Or if you're coming from Sir Norler direction, you can go via down past the Finn Valley Centre and turn up left just over the bridge and Drainan Bridge just so.
And the times?
Well, the gates themselves open about 8 o'clock in the morning. The exhibitors would still start arriving then, and trade stands would start arriving then. Classes start hopefully about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and it should carry on to about 6 o'clock in the evening. But I suppose I should mention too, Chris, that we're also doing a new thing this year, and it's a train race fund for Donegal Hospice. We've introduced pig racing. Now, we've been selling lines and selling races, and we've been lucky to attract a lot of sponsors to sponsor races. So we're hoping that there would kick off on the day at about 2:30, 3 o'clock. So we'd appreciate if, you know, if anybody wants to come and enjoy a bit of crack. you know, that would be a good thing to support.
And, of course, the weather is a factor, so fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully we've a bit of luck on our side this year and we don't get any rain. So, yeah, it's very weather permitting, but it's still a good day out no matter what.
And that was Enda Hamill, Secretary of the Finn Valley Agricultural Show Committee. Now, moving on to the Chagas Dairy Farm Open Day, which is taking place next Tuesday. Shane McHugh of Chagas has joined me. He's the Chagas Dairy Advisor, and he's been telling me more about this event, which is open to all farmers.
Good evening, Chris. There's certainly an open day happening next Tuesday, the 27th. It's a joint initiative between Chagas, the Advisory Service in Donegal, and Arrivo. Arrivo Co-op would have taken over Donegal Creameries in the past, and they've teamed up with ourselves and Chagas to run a programme. It's a three-year programme that has been taking place. We have a demonstration farm in the Russell family farm, Ballylawn Manor Cunningham, John and John Jr. They're working alongside each other on it. It's a dairy farming system. And look, I suppose next week, in reality, what it is to demonstrate and to show what's been happening, good farming practice over the last 3 years, and show where the Russells have changed what they're doing and progressed. And at the end of the day, the initiative is to have a sustainable, profitable family farm.
And it's through acquiring the knowledge of maybe a little change in the way they did things and tips here and there, and little things can make a big difference.
Certainly, Chris. I suppose it's the little things done well and done at the correct time that have the overall change, or have the overall, I suppose, correction and more profitable in the system. What we looked at is on the Russell family farm, at the farming system, at the Spring Cavan Dairy Herd. They expanded small over the last number of years, year by year, rather than a drastic change. Other key issues that we looked at on the farm, we put in a serious effort into the grassland management. I looked at the infrastructure on the farm, roadways, fencing, I suppose the practical things. Also on the day, we'll be looking at their fertilizer pattern over the last number of years, how that has changed and the results that has happened as a consequence, the breeding of the animals and the type of animals that they're breeding on their farm there, as well as the breeding an animal that's suited to the producing the quality of milk, the milk solids that most dairy farmers are getting paid for at the minute in Donegal. So look, I suppose there's an overall picture there of small changes that has taken place over the year.
And if anybody wants to go along, what time and where should they meet up?
It's kicking off at 11 o'clock in the morning next Tuesday, the 27th, on the Russell Farm. It'll be signposted from the main Letterkenny Dairy Road. It'll last approximately 2 hours. And what we'll look at the whole farming system. There'll be a tour of the farm. There'll be plenty of advisors and specialists there on hand to give out the information and to consult with any farmers. But the main thing, it's open to all farmers. Sheep, dairy, beef. There's many sheep and beef farmers out there. Maybe looking at what's happening on these dairy farms, maybe considering dairying in the future, or sons or daughters that may be considering it. So look, I suppose I would stress that it's open to all family and all family farms and farmers out there to attend on the day, and everybody's certainly welcome.
I mean, it really is a win-win situation, because it's everything to gain and nothing to lose. And throughout the summer, I mean, there are other Chagas events to look forward to. You're continuing on with various farm walks?
We will be continuing on with many farm walks throughout the summer and into the autumn. But I suppose this is the main one. It's a national event. It's also a knowledge transfer event for dairy farmers who are involved in discussion groups over the last number of years. It is a KT qualifying event for those as well. So look, I suppose it's part of a program in Chagas. We run some of these major events throughout the year, but this is certainly be seen as one of the main dairy events taking place in the last number of years in the county, and hopefully it'll demonstrate to farmers good farming practice and also the simple changes that can take place. And at the end of the day, the main aim of any program or sales in Chagas is to have a simple system and to leave more money at the end of the year in farmers' pockets.
Shane McHugh there, the Chagas Dairy Advisor. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices steer base €4.10 to €4.15 a kilo. Heifers making €4.20 to €4.30 a kilo. Bulls of €4.05 to €4.15 a kilo, and cows €3.35 to €3.75 a kilo. And the lamb prices, well, demand very strong. Factories are paying €5.90 to €6 a kilo to 21 kilos in general. Ewes making €2.70 to €2.80 a kilo. Well, that's it for this evening's edition of Farming News and Views. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, many thanks for listening. Goodbye.